The heat and fire story is not a background item today. It's directly affecting 90 million Americans right now. A heat dome that has been baking the Rockies has shifted toward the Dakotas and is pushing eastward into the Midwest. Triple-digit temperatures are forecast across a wide swath of the country this week. Heat domes form when a high-pressure system traps hot air in place. The atmosphere acts like a lid, preventing the normal convection that would mix hot surface air with cooler air aloft. The result is sustained extreme heat that compounds over days rather than dissipating overnight.
The Elephant Fire near Loyalton in California's Tahoe National Forest is a concrete example of what heat dome conditions produce. It has surged past 6,400 acres and is only 5% contained, meaning firefighters have established control lines around a tiny fraction of the perimeter. Smoke is drifting into the Reno, Nevada area, which is already dealing with heat stress. These fire conditions interact with heat in a feedback loop. Drought-stressed vegetation burns more easily, and smoke from fires can temporarily reduce solar radiation, but it also creates air quality emergencies that make outdoor work, including firefighting, more dangerous.
The record, Saharan Dust Wave, is a separate but related atmospheric story. A massive plume of dust from the Sahara Desert has already blanketed Cuba and is heading for Florida. Saharan dust events happen every summer when trade winds carry particles across the Atlantic, and they can actually suppress Atlantic hurricane formation by providing a dry, dusty atmospheric layer that hurricanes can't penetrate. But for people on the ground in affected areas, the air quality impacts are serious. Fine particulate matter from Saharan dust can trigger respiratory problems, particularly for people with asthma or COPD.
For the broader context, the U.S. is simultaneously dealing with a major wildfire, a regional heat emergency affecting 90 million people, and an atmospheric dust event spanning from Africa to the Florida coast. These are distinct meteorological events, but they share a common backdrop of elevated baseline temperatures that make each of them more intense than it would have been in a cooler climate. The Elephant Fire and the heat dome are directly linked. The same conditions that produce record heat produce fire weather. We're also tracking the Memphis situation, where residents are demanding the removal of a federal task force after two fatal shootings. That story intersects with extreme heat in ways that don't always get discussed. Summer heat intensifies community tensions and strains emergency response systems already under pressure.